This is the Evil Never Dies podcast with Brett and Carl. This podcast may contain adult themes, violence, and strong language. Listener discretion is advised.
The Evil Never Dies podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast. I am Brett here with Carl. What's going on, man?
It's a going on listening to you complain about the weather for one thing.
It's fucking
this Brett, dude. All he does is it's hot. I'm like hot. What the fuck? It's Texas in August. It's supposed to be hot.
Yeah, I know. I should know by now, huh? I've been here 12 years almost, so.
I'm tired of everybody complaining about it being hot. It feels good to me.
Okay.
It does. I was out walking. I loved it.
All right, Carl, what are we doing tonight?
We are going to, they say this is the 40th anniversary of this, but I think it's actually the 41st anniversary. Black Sabbath's Live Evil. Live album that featured Ronnie James Dio and Vinnie Appice, who joined after Ozzy Osbourne and Bill Ward had left Black Sabbath. This was the first official live album from Black Sabbath, and it was the last album with Ronnie James Dio and Vinnie for a long bit.
Yes, it
was. Now, anybody who's been listening to us for a while know, when we first started the show, our first official episode, we did a little biography on Dio, and we weren't happy with the way it turned out. So we've been going back slowly and kind of recovering Dio's legacy. And this just came out, so I thought it would be a good idea to present this on the show and show it off, because this is a brand new box set. And that's the show tonight.
Yeah, it's been out since like May, too, I guess.
I don't know when it came out. I'm not sure. I thought it just came out a little sooner than that, but I mean, I don't know.
That's what I thought too.
Maybe there was a different release. It's there because the box set has two versions of the album. It's got the original that was remastered, and then it's got a remix version. They actually went into the original tapes and remastered everything, and it's a complete different album, basically. So I don't know if maybe one copy came out earlier and the other one, and now this box set just came out. But either way, it's out now, and we're going to talk about it tonight and go over that album.
Well, there also
when it first was released and all that good stuff, and show you the contents of this box set.
All right.
There's a lot in this box set.
That's what I heard. All right. Live Evil.
What year did it come out?
It was originally released in January of 1983.
So it is the official 40th anniversary.
Yep.
That was recorded, I believe, in 82.
Yep. Recorded 23rd and 24th of April and 12th through the 13th of May 1982 in Seattle, Dallas, and San Antonio.
Now, I think back in those days, they tried to hide not just Black Sabbath, but everybody. They had tried to hide that these live albums were not recorded at a concert, you know, an actual show continuously. Most of them seem to pull the best audio from several shows and mix them together. That's why a lot of people say that the live albums in the 70s weren't really live. I know Kiss is Alive gets a lot of grief for that. So apparently, you know, now it's a known fact, but back then everybody thought, oh, well, they just recorded this concert from start to finish.
No,
lots of magic was involved in the live album world.
Exactly. All right. The genre, of course, is heavy metal. Length is 83 minutes and 27 seconds. Label Vertigo Records in the UK and Europe. and Warner Brothers in the U.S. and Canada. Produced by Tony Iommi and Geezer Butler. And I guess we'll go over the band real quick while we started that. Got Tony Iommi on guitar, Geezer Butler on bass, Ronnie James Dio vocals, and Vinny Appice on drums. And Ronnie James Dio was just credited as Ronnie Dio. He wasn't Ronnie.
That's it.
Wasn't Ronnie James Dio yet.
No. Well, I think he was. They just didn't credit him right.
Yeah. All right. Like we said, this was the first official live album by Black
Sabbath. Official. So apparently Black Sabbath had recorded several live shows over the years, and they didn't like the audio, so they scrapped them. But somehow one of them got free, and some label actually released it. Almost, I think, about a year before this album came out. I think they called
1980,
it
1980, Live at Last.
Live at Last. And they were not happy with that. I don't know how that actually came out, since it wasn't officially on a label. It was a bootleg, but it was actually for sale in record stores. So I remember seeing it.
Yeah.
I remember seeing it later, like, you know, when I was buying albums, and I'm like, huh. So I never did get the whole story on that.
Yeah, the label was NEMS, whoever the hell that is.
Well, we're not going to get into that album because this band was avidly against it, and we're not going to talk about it.
Well, it was their management. Official,
and it was shit.
Yeah, it sounded like crap.
It was a very crappy release.
Well, they had just got out of their with their management in 1980, early 82, the ones that had been screwing them over for 20 years.
Yeah, so they screwed them over one last time, I guess.
One last time and put out that live album. So
I'm wearing this Black Sabbath shirt, and it's uncomfortable. I don't think I've ever wore it before, maybe.
Oh, that's the 13th.
Yeah, and it's very uncomfortable. I don't know why. Damn it. It's like riding up on my neck. Uncomfortable Black Sabbath shirt, fans.
Need me to come and stick my fat head through the...
Yeah, please do.
Stretch it out a little bit.
I could go get Leatherface's head and stick it up through there. Yeah, we got a Leatherface. We did a video on him on the YouTube page, so...
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Check out Leatherface.
Yeah, he's
pretty anyway, cool. So this is the official first live album.
Yes, it is. Let me see
waiting
here.
Waiting on you, Bubba.
Waiting on me?
Yeah, because all my main job tonight is to show off this box set, and I'm not ready to do it yet. So
you're not ready to do it yet?
Unless you want me to pop it out already.
Well, you can pop out and show. Well, let's see here. Iommi didn't want to really release this album either.
But
it was prompted by a couple of things.
I know for a fact that this is what broke Dio and Vinny off of Black Sabbath, because they were arguing back and forth about... They thought that Ronnie was in the studio changing the sound, raising his vocals or something like that. So
yeah, I think we covered that before.
We did. I'm actually remembering that. And if it looks like my nose is red, it's because I have red lights going everywhere tonight.
But anyway, Tony Iommi basically said, because of that piece of shit live album being released, and then, Ozzy released his live album that year, so he wanted to try to top Ozzy, I guess, because that album was really popular by Ozzy.
That was a good live album. Yeah. I think it's the one that had Brad Gillis, right?
Yep, and all he did was
Sabbath songs
on it.
That was after Randy had passed away, so it was sort of, I don't know, I think Ozzy was trying to reset his life at that point. I'm not sure, but that's a good live album too.
Yes, it is. Sounded really good for sure.
Yes.
This one though, when it first came out, it didn't really sound the best.
No, I was always really disappointed in this album. Because it was the only time, unless you were at the show, you would have heard Dio do the classic Sabbath songs.
Yep.
And it was very disappointing. I remember when I first bought it on CD, I was like, wow, this is a bad CD. But no, it was just a mix. It was not mixed well. It was not mastered well.
No, it wasn't. Sounded very tinny and very echoey.
And Vinny's drums are non-existent.
Yep. And really, Geezer's bass wasn't as...
I don't think you could hear the bass well either. I don't know what they did, but it was definitely... I don't know. I don't know that Ronnie's vocals sounded any stronger. So I don't know. They just fucked that thing up.
Yeah.
But the good news is they still have the original tapes.
Yep.
And they have went back. And this isn't a remaster. This is a complete remix version of Live Evil.
Yep.
And I don't know what the hell Apple's promote popping out there. You said there's only...
Maybe because they name it different on there.
Well, let's just have a look at Apple Music because you said there's only, I don't know.
It's only got the two versions of it.
No, I bet you're wrong. How much you want to bet you're wrong?
Because it doesn't show the 83 version. It just shows the new version on there. You can, like when you search albums, the Sabbath albums.
Nope, let me see here. We're going to crack open this box and figure this little mystery out. Okay, so this on, well, now Apple's got both versions. You're crazy, Bubba, like I thought.
Well, which version is the original version? And
the remaster is the original version, the first.
Okay.
The second, where they actually give the dates and the cities, is the remix.
Okay.
But otherwise, it's the exact same set list. And they actually did it by CD on here because it was too big to fit on one CD.
Oh, okay. I see.
So the whole thing is on Apple Music. So Bubba was wrong.
Okay. Well,
wrong.
And there's 13 songs on each one, right?
Yeah, it's the exact same set list. It's just the different.
All right. I just didn't scroll down and see what it was. So.
See, he's supposed to be doing all the research, and he does not.
Hey, I was, man. I was trying.
He's not. What kind of a host are you, Bubba?
Oh, I guess a piece of shit one, I guess. So.
I guess. I don't know, but apparently I take you everywhere I go.
What's that?
I had my blue Bubba jug the other night on a walk, and Richard said, do you take Bubba everywhere you go? I said, everywhere but work. They might keep you there.
Oh, that's funny.
So anyway, what else you got on this thing?
This actually hit top 30 in the UK and top 40 in the US. What did it hit here? Let's see here. It got up to 37 on Billboard top 200 and 13 in the UK. And what else did it do? Is it, and in 2023, the new one has already got to 91 in Sweden.
Well, hell.
It hasn't charted here yet. I guess it ain't been long enough. Maybe it will. Maybe it won't.
I don't know, but this was actually cheap for a box set.
Oh, yeah.
How much was it? Off of Amazon. So now I'm also looking on Apple Music here, and they actually have the original version of the album and the remaster version of the album. So there's three versions of the album on Apple Music.
Well, I couldn't find it. Why couldn't I find it on there?
I don't know. This is the version here. It's actually got the lightning and stuff going on. The new version. You can't see it probably over the internet, but see that lightning flashing? Yeah, you can see that.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, yeah, you're missing out somewhere along the line.
I don't know what's going on with my Apple.
All right. No.
You want to go over the track listing real quick or
go for it?
Side A, track one, E5150. And
that is a keyboard thing.
Keyboard.
Jeff Nichols, their keyboard player.
Instrumental, like type intro music.
Jeff Nichols was a member of Black Sabbath for many years. Sometimes he was credited, other times he was not. On this album, he's not even mentioned anywhere in anything.
No.
Which I think is pathetic, but hey, yeah. What can I do about it?
Track two, Neon Nights. Well, I don't know why they didn't go right from, like on the album, right into Mob Rules, like on the album.
I don't know. I think Mob Rules would have been a better opening song, actually.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah.
But then again, I don't even know if this was the actual set list or just what they threw on the CD, you know, the album.
Exactly.
Since it was not recorded at one show, we now know.
Well, you can tell there's blank spots on some of them when it changes songs, you can tell.
Yeah, there's a lot of controversy over the crowd. The background crowd is like too weak or turned down or something like that. I don't pay attention to that kind of stuff. I was just reading it on some reviews.
I didn't. I thought the crowd sounded normal on this remastered version or whatever.
Well, there's a remix and a remaster to make it even more confusing.
Well, it was originally remastered in 2008. They remastered it. Remember, that's when they remastered all their albums back then. Everybody was doing that back in the day. They were,
well, they only did Sabbath up to, they did all the Ozzy albums.
Yeah.
And then I think they remastered one of the albums with maybe the album with was it the Ray Gillen album or the Glenn Hughes album? They remastered one of them, but they haven't done everything.
All right, moving on.
Yeah, let's move on because I don't know what they've mastered and unmastered.
Track three, NIB, which is an original Sabbath song with Ozzy on vocals.
Nativity in Black is what that means.
Or Nib. All right. Mm-hmm. Track four, Children of the Sea. Track five, Voodoo. Then we move over to side B, track six, Black Sabbath, which was another original Ozzy song. Track seven, War Pig, same thing, Ozzy song. Eight, Iron Man.
They should have never put Iron Man on this thing.
Yeah, that was probably the worst one on the whole thing.
Well, it's Ronnie made it known that he did not like singing in the songs, you know, that Ozzy did because their voices were so different. But Iron Man is awful. Yeah. Ronnie did not sing that song good at all.
He tried to make it to Ronnie.
He did. He did.
All right. Side C.
Or CD two.
Or CD two. Track nine, The Mob Rules. Track 10, Heaven and Hell.
Which was a weird version of Heaven and Hell. It lasted over the sign of the Southern Cross.
Yeah. It's over 12 minutes long. They sort of like mixed them together.
Yeah, I don't like when they do that.
Moving on to side D. Track 11, Sign of the Southern Cross, Heaven and Hell Continued. So actually, them songs together are almost 20 minutes long. Out of the 84 minutes or whatever the whole album is.
Yes, they are. Like I said, I don't like it when they fuck with Heaven and Hell. Ronnie did that with his solo band a lot as well with Dio.
Yeah.
And near the end, when they were back as Heaven and Hell, they actually did the song right. So.
Yeah. Track 12, Paranoid, another Ozzy original.
And Ronnie kills on that song. That might be the best Paranoid might be the best old Sabbath song that Ronnie sung. I do enjoy it.
Track 13, Children of the Grave, another Ozzy original.
And another one that Ronnie was good on.
Yep, he did a really good job on that for sure. And then we got track 14, Fluff.
Where the hell does Fluff even come from?
Off of Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath.
Why the fuck did they put that on this?
I don't know, especially live.
I don't even remember the song ever existing before.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm a big fan of the original Black Sabbath past the first three albums. I don't know, man.
Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath's a pretty good album, but I think that's one of them that was put out, you know, shape-shottedly, you know, with that screwed up management they had.
Maybe.
And Vinnie Appice does a really, really good drum solo on War Pigs, though. And Heaven and Hell, he does too. Doesn't he do two on there?
I don't know. I got confused because I thought Heaven and Hell was over with and went into Sign of the Southern Cross, and then they start playing Heaven and Hell again, and I'm just confused. So I lost track somewhere along the line.
Antonio Tony Iommi did his guitar solo on Heaven and Hell too. So
on the 30-minute Heaven and Hell.
Yeah. All right. What else do you got with that?
Pull it out now. If you're not watching on YouTube, you're going to miss out on about 10 minutes of stuff. So sorry. Come on to YouTube, subscribe, like, and then take a gander at this Black Sabbath box set. Okay. The first thing, it's this good hardcover box. This is like thick stuff. It starts out with the actual, what you just read off the songs. This is called the Ultimate Black Sabbath Package, 4-CD Live Evil Super Deluxe Edition. The original album, newly remastered. So I'm guessing this is a different remastering from the one they did a few years ago.
2008, yeah.
Yep. Then we have the new 40th Anniversary Remix by Wynn Davis, whoever the hell he is, I don't know. He comes with a 1982 Mob Rules Tour replica book, a 60-page photo artwork and notebook, and the best part, a 1982 Mob Rules replica color poster.
Oh, cool.
So this is sort of reminiscent of some of the boxes that Whitesnake has put out over the years, but lots cheaper, but less material. Whitesnake actually puts a little bit more out, including DVDs and stuff. So you open the book, it's got the little Black Sabbath angel, devil, whatever he is. And it starts out with Live Evil Super Edition. So this is a big book. It's huge. A lot of good pictures. Now, maybe it's because I know everything, but there's nothing in this that I did not already know. There's nothing new in the book as far as stories. It goes over everything. It talks how they got to this, to the point to where, you know, they eventually toured again as Heaven and Hell. It's cool to have, but like I said, they're the good pictures. There's just not a lot of new content in it, but you
is
know,
the poster, just the album cover.
I'll show it to you in a second.
All right.
It doesn't, the thing I don't like, it does not explain how we got to this remix version by this Wynn Davis. I haven't found anything out about how this came about, so it's sort of a mystery. That's the book. We'll do the poster next. I actually did an unboxing on a video for this when I first got it, but I didn't want to put it out, but I was saving it for the show. And here it is right here.
Oh, cool.
Looks very 1983, don't it?
Yeah, that might have been the tour poster that they sold on the Mob Rules tour.
I think it was. So, good view of that for everybody. This is a cool poster. I mean, not something you're going to find. Now, this is what I find cool. They actually reprinted the tour book. It's a small version of it, of course.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
But this is the actual tour book that you could have bought on the Mob Rules tour. And it's, I mean, it's the typing is really small in it, but, you know, you can read it. It talks a lot about, you know, they actually call him Ronnie James Dio, not Ronnie Dio in the book. I guess they weren't mad at him at that point. So, really cool, reprint of a book. So it's good to see Iommi and Geezer giving the Dio era still giving it a lot of credibility.
Yeah, showing some love.
Now I'm waiting for Iommi to put out the Tony Martin era albums. We'll see if he does. He claims he will. Last but not least is this 4-CD thing. Now this is the original album, which they call the remaster. This is the original album cover and the back, and it's actually the gatefold from the LP.
Yeah, I had the LP back in the day.
They
it really sounded like crap.
Yeah.
On vinyl.
They put it out on the two CDs. I think it was a double CD. Maybe when it first released, they cut a song off or something. I don't remember. I've got it over here somewhere, but we're not going to dig it out. But here's what's of the
yeah. Interest. They did some crazy shit with that. With like on the cassette version was different, and songs were moved around, and all kinds of shit.
Well, they had to for space.
Yeah.
Here's the key. This is this new remastered version, or not remastered, remixed version. I don't know why they had to put all this out. I would have preferred this, because this is motherfucking badass. They went back and took the original master tapes and totally redid everything. That Warren Davis guy. New cover, as you can see there. New back and even a new middle. And this is a totally new album, basically.
Yeah.
This is not Live Evil anymore. This is a new version of Live
Evil. Totally different sound.
Totally different. The drums are massive in this. The original version, the drums, you can't hear. This you can. Geezer Butler's bass is a lot more up front. Basically, they took a bad live album and made it into a freaking excellent live album 40 years later.
Yeah.
So, had I known that, I may not have even, I'm glad I have the box, but I would have just got this. This is what I'm interested in, is this remix version.
I wonder
if you get a choice.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wonder if they'll sell just that version.
I don't know, but it is on Apple Music. Go for the remix, not the remaster. I don't know why they had to put so much confusion out. This is the old album from 40 years ago. This is the new and improved album, and it is a big improvement. So that's what's in this box. Like I said, it's cool to get all this extra stuff. The poster is probably my favorite thing. The book is a cool little added bonus.
Very cool.
But like I said, the original
even had a T-shirt of that too back in the day.
I'm sure they did.
I remember seeing, because I remember when that tour was going on, and they played in Springfield, Illinois. A bunch of people from high school went and seen it and came back. You know how everybody wears their concert shirt the next day.
Yeah.
I think I remember seeing one of them shirts actually. So
there's the box again. I recommend it if you're a huge Dio fan or maybe a huge Black Sabbath fan? I would. Otherwise, I would try to find this remix version on Apple, Spotify, or iTunes, or find the CD on Amazon. I would not mess with getting the original album, which they call the remaster. It's not worth it. It's just the same old crap that we had 40 years ago. But they've done an excellent service by actually totally basically doing the entire album. It's great. It's listenable, and I enjoy it. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I did too, for sure.
Again, I say down to the original album and up to the new version.
For sure. Like I said, I had the original on vinyl, and you had to keep that needle clean for it to try to get it to sound as good as you could, you know, back in the day.
Yeah, the CD was awful. I remember the original CD that came out. It was terrible. And I think it was a one CD. They cut something off. They should have just cut that fluff off. Nobody wants to hear that.
That's no. Cool. So, well, do you got anything else?
That's all I've got for Live Evil. Super Deluxe. I don't know if I would call it a Super Deluxe. I don't know what was super. Maybe the poster.
If you're not watching though on the YouTube and you don't know what the album cover looks like, it's like a black apocalyptic background with lightning, and then it's got like characters off of a bunch of a different Sabbath albums on it. Sort of.
If you're not watching on YouTube, you can go to Apple Music and it has the album cover and the lightning's flashing. They're doing a lot of cool things on Apple Music to try to re-energize album artwork again.
Yeah.
Which actually got lost in the CD era a lot, but
yeah. And I always put the album cover in the show notes too, so
yeah,
you can look at it there.
Definitely, if you got Apple Music, check it out on there. And like I said, it's really cool the way they're doing a lot of the older album.
Yeah, it's like night and day redoing it, man. It's just
yeah.
Crazy when you listen to them right in a row.
But that's all I've got on this. If you want a grade, I'd give the original album a 2. This new remix version, I would give a 4. Big of a difference.
I was thinking the same exact thing, a 2 and a 4, brother.
Yeah.
Sure. So
they totally took something that was 40 years old and made it brand new. And whoever the producer dude was did a good job. I can't find anything out about the background on it. There's just nothing out there.
Yeah, he did a good job on redoing it, though, for sure.
Got to catch a Iommi on something and see if he gives any insight. Haven't seen anything yet.
Yeah, it's only been like 3 months since it was released. If it was released in May, so.
Well, that's all my right. Take on it.
That's all I've got
for tonight.
That's all I got on it too, brother. Happy 40th anniversary. It doesn't seem like it's been 40 years, man. That's crazy. It does to me, man.
It does. It seems like it's 50 years to me.
You seem like it's longer, but
yeah,
you'll go out in 108 degree temperature and walk 30 miles.
Yes, I will. I love the Texas heat, and that's all there is to it.
All right. Check us out on all the social medias.
We're on X.
Yeah, we're on X. Hopefully, Elon gets something going here with that so we can totally do. It'd be nice to just be able to be on one platform.
We're never going to be on one platform.
One thing covers everything.
It ain't ever going to happen.
Probably not in our lifetime. But anyway, hitting like that like and subscribe button and on the YouTube. And join the group, too. Join the Facebook group. There's a lot of crazy people in there. So, all right, you got anything else, Carl? You want to say anything before we're out of here?
Nothing to say. I'm done for the night.
All right, brother. Thanks for listening, everybody, and stay evil. Yes.
three words after we do, please. The words heaven and hell. And I'll do one for you first so you know exactly where it comes. It's quite easy, but we need your love and power. You've got to do it with a lot of strength. Here's the example. On and on, it's heaven and hell. Now that's what you do. Here we go. On and on, it's. Yes, do it again. On and on, it's. Now one on your own, a big one. On and on, it's. All right! Give yourselves a hand. Fantastic, that was. Filming this one, but our next album will be finally...